Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I highly recommend Jonathan's live presentation 2 or 3 times a week of the conflict zones, Eurasian conflict zones, especially the one in and around Israel. But right now we're heading north to what is a constant barrage out of Lebanon by Hezbollah into the borderland with Israel. 80 to 100,000 Israelis have been removed, evacuated. They've been living in hotels for months and months. I'm told that up to 150,000 are, in fact, living in hotels because they've also been evacuated from the south. The Israeli economy is sputtering, as you would expect with the reservists, and yet there is reason to believe that Hezbollah is looking at a combat not unlike anything that we've seen before, not like anything we've seen before, because of the new levels of warfare: drones, hypersonic missiles, intelligence gathering, listening posts. And yet Hezbollah continues to provoke. There are casualties in the north, but the provocations are everything. Jonathan, I'm struck by the fact that the messaging out of the IDF is that we're ready. Reservists have gone through the pacing of what it is to take a village on the borderland. The officer class was in for retraining about commanding men and women moving very fast over terrain, building roads with D-9s, using surveillance drones, attack drones. All of that looks like the predicate for a combat. There's also been talk out of the cabinet for weeks now about, if not now, when. Hezbollah, however, has not moved the story. Does Hezbollah fear the IDF? Is that why they're, although there are provocations, there's nothing comparable to what they could do?
It's a good question, John. There are a few theories as to why Hezbollah has stopped short of engaging in a full war. The first is perhaps the historical precedent, and that is from the last war in 2006. Hezbollah triggered a war that just led to utter devastation in Lebanon. The people of Lebanon are beleaguered. They have suffered under the corruption of Hezbollah's system that they have created. They have gutted out the government of Lebanon, and the people are very wary of a full-blown war. It's the last thing that this country needs. It's probably $200 billion in debt right now. That's a back-of-the-envelope number. No one knows for sure, and they can't form a government. They cannot afford to have the kind of devastation that I think would come from a war with Israel. There's another theory, though, and that is that perhaps the Iranian regime wants to keep Hezbollah on the sidelines, more or less. In other words, just to allow them to engage in these one-off tit-for-tat strikes against Israel and to not fully unleash them until they are needed by the regime. The regime, for example, could decide to make a dash for a nuclear weapon, which, of course, would elicit an Israeli response, a rather harsh one. And that's when you could imagine that the regime would unleash Hezbollah and its 200,000 rockets and its precision-guided munitions and its ground forces that have trained with the Russians and with the Iranian military. In other words, that would be the ideal moment for the regime in Tehran. That would be their calculus. There is, of course, just the last question, which is just, is this a question of timing for the Iranians as they continue to move different pieces closer and closer to Israel, the so-called ring of fire strategy? We are not there yet. They have not moved enough, close enough to Israel to perhaps launch that wider war. I will, by the way, suggest that the strike against that senior IRGC official was a message to the Iranians that the closer they get to the Israeli border, the more of a price they're going to pay.
If they can get Zahedi, who can't they get, Jonathan? That's a question that doesn't have an answer.
Well, I think the more senior people that decide to come to Damascus, the more senior people are likely going to die. I would say the same thing for those that are operating in Lebanon. The Israelis clearly do not have a fear of striking deep into Lebanese territory if they see targets of opportunity. We're seeing an Israel that is willing to take more risks right now against the regime and against its proxies because they see that this is a war that is widening. It's something that I think the Biden administration would not readily admit, but this already is a regional war. It already is underway. The only question is whether it escalates further or whether somehow we can take this to a soft landing. But from what we can see right now, this is only going to get tougher with bigger and bigger targets getting struck.
Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.